Hello?
Hello. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Sam, we got disconnected.
I don't know what happened. Well, so I was saying that about the shipping tracking system, right? So I just need to understand that you want us to create a shipping tracking system so your clients come over, decide they can put the shipping tracking number and they can track the shipment, right? Or you want to integrate a third-party system on your side for this purpose?
What I would like you to, what I would like is to reflect, and I would like the information on what documentation that you have for this development for the site. I would like to be updated on what procedures that you have planned for this development, so that can update me on. What information, and it'll bring me up to speed on the development of the website.
Let me explain to you what the initial conversation we had with Jesse and Jimmy, right? Actually, initially we shared a form with Jimmy and Jesse, right? So they fill out the form, right? The complete website form. So they put all the information in the form, right? And when I spoke with them, so they mentioned to me, they need a website, they need a service-based site only, where they will put only just services, like how it is on the site, whatever the services they are offering. So the customer just visit the site, they can see the services, what we are offering, okay? And if somebody wants a service, they will just select the service, fill out the form, and that form query will notify on their emails. Once they get the email, so they can contact that person. Simply, that is a complete scope of this site. This is a service-based site only. Whenever the client wants a service, just taking example, if I am a client, I want a service, right? Let's say I want flatbed service. So I just come on this site, right, PGI Transport. I select this flatbed service, and I fill out the form. I will put my name, first name, last name, address, phone number, email address, and I will write down the complete message which I am looking for in the flatbed, and I just send the message through the website. So whenever they will receive the message by their email, so they will contact me back manually. There is no tracking system they have suggested me before, or there is nothing like that. I'm just hearing the first time from your side, this entire thing.
What happened with the CMS?
CMS is a content management system you're talking about, right? So according to the website, we will create a CMS, right? They can make the changes, like a content, pictures, and
Sam,
other things.
Sam, what documentation do you have? We're spending $3,000 with you to build a website. $2,400, I believe that's what the package is, and then $500 for you to develop content for us.
Mm-hmm.
So for that total $3,000 that we're paying for you, for us to have a website with just forms is not, that's, you can't charge $3,000 for a website and just have forms on the website. What I would like, and what I'm asking for, besides the conversation that you had with Jimmy and Jesse, is I would like the information, the write-up documentation that you have for this project, that you internally have for this project, the outline documentation. That's what I would like. That's what I'm requesting. Because as it seems right now, I want to be totally honest, as it seems right now, we're at scope creep right now.
No, let me explain you what happened, right? Whenever the customer sign up with us, right? So as per the customer requirements, we work on, right? So now you are taking care of this project, right? So whatever your requirements, like you are looking for the CMS system completely, you are looking for the shipping tracking system, each and every business, so we are agree on that. We will go ahead and create the entire system. But whenever we spoke, Jimmy and Jesse, whatever the days mentioned, this complete scope. So definitely, as far I believe you understand this point, as for the client requirements we work on, right? And we mentioned that. We mentioned to the Jesse and Jimmy, do you want this thing as well? Because whatever the services you are offering, you should need this thing as well. But they said to me they want a simple base website, which is just fill out the form and they get the QA, simple. So according to customer requirement, we work on. But at this moment, it seems like you want a complete system, complete entire system.
If we were going to build that, if we were going to build exactly what you just said, a simple website with some forms, we would not be spending $2,400 plus $500 for content. That makes no sense. We would have been spending $700 for your. I think you have one below her than that. But we would be spending $700-$800 for a website, under $1,000 for what you're explaining to me with some forms. And what I've been asking for you is the documentation that you have for this project. I would like to see. I would like to review the documentation that you have put together on your side regarding this development. This is what I'm asking for. Now,
what we are following, the procedures and entire things that you are asking for.
Repeat that, please.
Complete procedure, like what staffs, what's the thing, what features, what the things it's, we are following, what procedure we are following, complete documentation we want for this project.
All that documentation should have been presented to Jimmy and Jesse for approval before any code or anything was written.
You're talking about the contract, right? It's no problem.
I'm not talking about the contract. The contract is something separate. There's an outline document that should have been presented to Jesse along with the contract, along with any other documentation, but there should have been an outline documentation describing what course of action is being developed for the site. Now, if you're referring to that, you have documentation for what links are going to go into the website, and there's nothing described about forms or quotes or even any tracking, I need to make sure that I am aware of that. I'd like you to send me over the contract. I'd like to review that.
Uh-huh.
I also would like the documentation that you have on your part. Again, it should be a simple outline. The outline should be a simple guideline through every stage of the development, from us signing off and saying, yes, this is exactly what is going to be in the website. This is exactly how the website, the content, the links, the third party or even internal party information. Is there API attached? Okay, so there's a CMS database where there's a login. As far as I'm concerned, that there's a login. As we discussed before about having the CMS database for WordPress, that's not what we were interested in. And then you said, yeah, we're going to provide the CMS database for PHP, and we're going to develop it in Laurel.
Uh-huh.
So right then and there, there's a description of the CMS. Now, if we have this outline on what we're building for the company, for this website, we should have that in the documentation as well, correct?
I do understand that, right? So what I can do, right, the documentation you're talking about, that would be between my salesperson and between Jimmy and the salesperson, right? So what I can do, I will go ahead and get the complete documentation, what my initial salesperson shared with Jesse, right? So I will share with you, so you can complete review the documentation.
I'm not asking about the documentation that you shared with Jesse.
No, I'm not.
That is something else. That's something else that I'm looking for. I want I want to know what you're building. I want to know what you guys have put together in an outline to build for us. That's what I want. I would like this information not to have, not to just see what the communication that you had with Jesse. Besides those notes should have been translated into a description and outline on what you guys are building. You guys should have a roadmap on what you guys are building for us. And that's what I'm asking for. Now, apparently we don't have the roadmap on our part. That's why I'm asking you for it. Also, too, the content that we have, let's switch back to the content. The content that you provided to us that we paid the $500 for, we would like you to refund the card, the credit card that's on file, the office card. The content even the keywords that you're presenting today, those keywords should be, we should have a back and forth, a written down, okay, these are the keywords that I'm suggesting, and these are the keywords that you're offering. Like, that back and forth needs to happen before we start putting keywords into some sentence that doesn't go right. I'm referring to the new content that you provided today. I'm very disappointed because the content that you provided today, we weren't even supposed to discuss that yet until we cleared up the content that you provided to me. Sir, the revisions that I made, I'm going to send them over to you so you can see the documents that you send me and the revision that I made for you. Just even the spelling, the grammar is wrong. Now, I described that to you earlier. I discussed that with you earlier about it being a possibility of there was potential errors. Now, with the potential errors that I presented to you, you should have took into consideration that before you sent me the new file that you did today. And this is my concern. If the documentation that you provided me originally is flawed, I have the revisions for that, which I explained and discussed with you that I had, and I'm going to send to you. You still send me more documentation that is still flawed. That's very frustrating on my part.
Okay, sir, I do understand, right? So don't need to be frustrated, right? I'm sorry, I really apologize for that, right? What I can do, I will go ahead and revise the complete content as you shared me the example of the TQL.com as well, right? So what I can do, I will go ahead I will go ahead and revise the complete content. And you just mentioned all the potential errors for the what. So I will go ahead and revise the complete content, and I will make sure you will not get any complaints regarding any errors. You will not get any errors whenever I will share the revised content with you, according to the entire website. And I will go ahead and share the complete roadmap of the site as well, that you are exactly looking for, the complete roadmap of the site, according to this complete site.
I appreciate that almost sounds a little comforting, but what I think that what we need to do right from this point forward is, I'd like to review the roadmap that you have in place. If anything, that's just going to dictate how this project goes. If there's no outline for the development, there's no reason why there should be any development at all, correct?
Yes, that's why I'm saying too. I will go ahead and share the complete roadmap, right? What we follow, whatever the things and what we will do, complete roadmap of the site, I will go ahead and share with you, and you will review that, right? And according to roadmap, we will follow this complete thing. And in that roadmap, if you want to add something, any new idea, right? Whatever in your mind, or new thing.
Sam, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to be rude. I'm not interested in anything moving forward right now. I'm talking about the past, the current, and the past.
Yes.
I want to know what you have from the first day signing of the contract to today.
Okay.
I am not interested in moving forward from today forward. We'll discuss that at a later date. But I want to know what roadmaps that you have in place currently right now. I would like to review that, and then we'll present that back to you with changes and what we're moving forward with. Because apparently right now we're in this scope creep right now, and it's gonna I'm fully aware of it, and it's, and I'm gonna prevent it from happening. Everything moving forward right now will determine from the roadmap that you give me, from me presenting to you exactly what the outline, what it is determined and needed in the outline. Because right now, this is not what's happening is not it's not a viable option right now. Nothing is right, and this is what I'm suggesting to you. Moving forward, for us to have to move forward and to keep this relationship going and this project alive, is we need to stop right now and have a total understanding on what this outline is and what is being developed. Because what I'm describing to you about the tracking information that's in there that is needed, even if it's a via API of a third party, there needs to be a discussion about that. There needs to be documentation about that. And what I believe is that there's no current documentation for that, or even for the forms that you were discussing. Like, I want to see the documentation that you said that the outline map for those.
Okay.
And if there's not even a description of the CMS outline of the login, that needs to be described. All this information needs to be outlined prior to us even getting things going, because as it stands right now, we're going down a direction where we're not. It's not what we're looking for, and or want.
Okay, so what I will do, I will go ahead and share with you the complete roadmap of this development and of the site, right? So you will review that, and then we will go from there.
Yes, what you currently have, and I'm not referring to the TQL. I'm not referring to anything that they have online or what they're doing. And I also would like to, if you can add the relation that you had with the salesman, with Jimmy, that documentation would help.
No,
because what it really seems to be is that there's no clear understanding on what is being developed right now.
Okay.
And I'm being quite honest that there's no clear understanding on what's being developed right now, and that's why everything is on pause, and that's why I like to get that information from you. So, and once we move from that point on, we can, everything is golden. So.
Okay, let's do one thing, right? So I will go ahead.
Sure.
I completely understand that you want the things that what we
Thank
are
you.
Doing and each and everything, right? So no problem. I will go ahead and share the complete roadmap, right? And I will go ahead and request to my salesperson, right, to share. I will go ahead and request to my salesperson to provide me the complete things that you had a discussion with Jesse, and whatever the things you have shared according to the site and according to the complete description, each and everything. And I will go ahead and request to the production department as well that what the roadmap they have created to develop this site, and I will gather all the things and I will share with you, then we will talk on it.
Perfect. I appreciate that. That makes me so comfortable right now. Thank you so much.
And these all things are because, you know, we need to request for that. So it takes little time. I believe you can give me a time so I will get all the things together and then I will share with you.
That's fine. That's good too, because of what I'm doing currently right now is I'm reviewing all the content. So that's plenty of time. What are you thinking, Monday?
Ah, that's fabulous, right, on Monday?
Friday?
Monday's fine, right? So I will go ahead and request today, so they are working on from tomorrow. So on Monday, that's fine. That would be more comfortable on Monday.
Is Friday too early for you to get all that information?
Might be possible. I will get all the information from the sales department, but not from the production department. So that's why I'm just buffering a one day.
That's fine. Monday will work.
Yeah. Monday, what time over there right now? It would be 1:30.
I'm Eastern.
1:30 is there?
Yeah, I believe so. I'm Eastern.
Right now my time is 10:30.
It's 1:30.
Yeah, my time is 10:30. So let's do it at 2, your time.
2 my time. That'll work Monday. That's fine.
Okay, no problem. So, and one more thing I would like to share with you. I might be,
sure,
you know that, or might be don't know. The things that you have requested, right? I will go ahead and work
right
on it. Share with you, but it's a desire for these things. I would like to share one thing. When I discussed all the things with Jesse and Jimmy, right? So what happened, as you mentioned to me about the shipping tracking things and other stuff, so the same thing I mentioned to in front of the Jesse and Jimmy. So they said to me they don't need that because they are using the software, which is the name of the Oracle software, to ping all these things, I guess. Do you aware about that?
Yes. So
okay.
Let me. This is why I want to gather information from you on the outline of what is being done, and so everything is on the main is on the right path. And
all
the
right
reason Jimmy's not been. The task that he has, there's no true concentration on the development from his part, and that's the problem that we're running into. So that's why I've been tasked to take over this project. I'm doing three other things. Okay, so I have other tasks prior to handling the site. I don't have the time for it, but I do because Jimmy doesn't have the time, so I have to make the time for it, and that's why everything that we're doing needs to be correct. And again, I want to thank you, and I appreciate you taking the time and understanding and addressing my needs, our needs.
No problem.
That's very important. I appreciate that.
And one more thing.
I believe we can work things out. Go ahead.
And one more thing, right? So you're talking about the login area and all that stuff. So he said to me he wants to use the Oracle software. So whenever somebody will click on the login button on the website, so it will be redirected to the Oracle software. They will be integrated that. So he mentioned to me. So I said that, okay, that's fine, right? We can go ahead and do
that's
it
fine.
Software, right? So this is the thing. That's why he mentioned to me about the shipping thing. So he mentioned to me we will go ahead and use the Oracle software on the login area. So on the website, we just need a forms, right? So we will just fill out the forms and get the customer's details and quotation. Then through the software, and we will my department will call that person and get all the information, try to make a deal with them.
Yes, my concern is that there's no documentation about that.
Okay, no problem. So
that's this is where we're this is why I'm tasked for this, because there's no clear directive of what needs of what the needs are. So this is why I'm reeling everything in. But I want to thank you, and I appreciate. Well, I truly believe that we can work everything out, and as soon as there's a clear understanding on what we need versus what we want.
I got you.
And what I think it'll be something that we could work toward. So yeah, Monday I think we'll have a clearer understanding just from your documents on Monday. Once you get them to me, if you can get them to me, just email them to me, and then you know what? If you email them to me as soon as you can, even before 2, then I can have a little time to digest. And then meet with you at 2 or 2:30. Let's do for 2:30. If you can get them to me like after lunch, 1 o'clock even my time, so I have a little bit of time to digest and go over everything that you have.
No problem. I will try my best. So what I will do, I had a discussion related to this project, whatever they want it, whatever they need it, right? So I will go ahead and create a complete description and roadmap. Right, according to discussions with JC, right, or Jimmy. So according to them, I will create a complete roadmap and description, and I will share with you. So we will make sure that you and I are on the same page.
Sure, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Mike, anything else I can help you with? Anything else in your mind so you can share with me?
No, that should be it right now. I think that's the only thing that I need to address. And if there's anything, what I'll do is I'll go ahead and send you a message.
No problem. So on Monday at 2 or 2:30 p.m., I will get back to you, and we will talk on it.
Hold on 1 second for me, please. Hang on.
Sure.
Hang on 1 second. Okay, never mind. What I would like, if you can get to me that info before I talk to you, just so I'm able to digest it, that'd be great.
Sure. I will try my best to share with you all the things before our meeting.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mike, and I really appreciate that you share all the things, and I do understand all the things, and hopefully I will share all the things with you, and we will go from there and get this project done.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Mike. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.